All right, so today we're diving into the stock market report. It's from September 23rd, 2024, and it's all about like where the big money is going, like the institutional investors. We're talking GameStop somehow coming back, Intel making a bunch more chips, Amazon just being Amazon and growing and growing. And then there's Tesla being, well, this, you're ready to try and figure out what's going on and maybe what it means for the future?
Absolutely. These big investors don't just like throw their money around, they've got whole teams of people looking at this stuff. So if they're excited about something, it's probably for a good reason.
Exactly. So let's start with someone I bet you didn't think we'd be talking about today. GameStop. They're trying to make a comeback, and it doesn't seem like it's just about selling video games anymore. They're going all in on those NFTs everyone's talking about and trying to become some kind of e-commerce giant. Is that like even a good idea? Like, are they really going to pull this off, or are they stuck in the past?
It's a bold move for sure. They're trying to like appeal to totally different people. It's not just the people who still buy physical games, it's the metaverse people. Super high risk, but it could pay off big time.
So these big investors are looking at GameStop and thinking,
Yeah.
maybe they're onto something. Maybe this is the future of gaming.
It's like, is this just a fad or is this really it? Or are they going to bridge the gap between the old way of gaming and this new stuff?
Whoa, that's a really good question. Like, what is even going to happen to all my digital games in like 10 years?
Right.
Will they even exist?
It makes you think. This is what I love about these deep dives, We're not just looking at numbers, we're looking at what could change the world as we know it.
For real. Okay, so we talked about digital games. Now let's talk about what makes them work. Microchips. This report mentioned Intel's been spending a ton of money on new factories. Is this because of that chip shortage everyone's always talking about?
Definitely a factor. Remember a few years ago when you couldn't find certain cars? And it wasn't just cars, it was tons of stuff. It
Yeah.
was a huge deal. Intel knows this stuff is important and they want to be the ones making it.
So they like trying to make chips in America again.
You got it. More chips and making them here, which is a really big deal for all sorts of reasons. National security, jobs, you name it. It even affects how quickly you can get the new phone or computer or whatever.
Wow. I had no idea. So Intel's going all in on tech, but what about all those other companies like AMD, NVIDIA? Don't they make chips too?
Oh, totally. It's a battle to the top, and Intel knows they can't just relax. They're spending billions on research to stay ahead. All these investors we've been talking about are trying to decide who to back, and right now, Intel looks pretty good.
It's like a high-stakes poker game, but they're betting with computer parts instead of chips.
Exactly. And the stakes are getting higher every day.
That's a good point. Speaking of big, important tech companies, Amazon seems like they're always growing. But seriously, how? They're already everywhere. I swear I see their delivery trucks everywhere I go. So, like, what's the secret?
It's like two things. First, they're like the kings of online shopping, especially after, the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone got used to just ordering everything online, myself included.
No judgment here, but you said two
Oh,
things.
right. The second thing is Amazon Web Services.
That's
It's like their cloud computing thing. You know how like everything's online now?
pretty much.
Well, AWS is like the backbone for a lot of it. Websites, apps, even streaming services.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them use AWS to like run everything.
So it's not just for Amazon.
Nope. It's for everyone. And that's why these investors are so interested.
How so?
Because it's a huge change in how businesses work. Instead of like having their own servers and stuff, they just rent it from Amazon.
Smart.
Right? It's cheaper, it's easier, and Amazon's really good at it.
So they're like the landlord of the internet.
Basically. But of course, there are some downsides.
Like what?
Well, when one company gets this big, people start to worry, is it too much power? Are they being fair? Stuff like
That
that.
makes sense.
But for now, Amazon's on top. And it doesn't look like they're going anywhere.
Okay, well, let's talk about someone a little less predictable, Tesla. This report mentioned they're making more cars than ever and that they're getting closer to self-driving cars. But also that, like, investing in Elon Musk is always a little risky.
Oh, Tesla's really interesting. I mean, you've got Elon Musk. He's like a celebrity CEO. And he's really good at getting people excited about the future, electric cars, sustainable energy, even going to Mars.
It's pretty cool stuff.
It is. But these big investors, they want to know if he can actually do it.
Like if Tesla can actually deliver on all these promises.
Exactly. There's a lot of competition now in the electric car market.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just Tesla anymore.
So they've got to like step up their game.
Big time.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole self-driving thing. It's really complicated. And there are a lot of questions about safety.
Yeah, it seems like a long way off.
It might be. Or maybe Tesla will figure it out first. It's hard to say.
It's like they're always right on the edge of either changing the world or crashing and burning.
That's a good way to put it. And you can see that in their stock price.
Up and down all the time.
Exactly.
So what are these investors thinking? Are they betting on Elon Musk or on electric cars in general?
Probably both. They're trying to predict the future. And they're putting their money where they think it'll grow the most.
So we've gone from GameStop trying to figure out NFTs to Intel making more computer chips in America. We've talked about Amazon basically running the internet and Tesla trying to make self-driving electric cars.
It's been a wild ride.
It really has.
But when you take a step back, you start to see these bigger trends, things that are bigger than any one company.
Oh, like what? Megatrends, huh? Okay, so like what kind of megatrends are we talking here?
One of the big ones is this whole thing about supply chains, like how stuff gets made and where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
That chip shortage really showed us what can happen when something important comes from only a few places.
Tell me about it. It was like impossible to find a new laptop for a while.
Exactly. And it wasn't just laptops, it was cars and building supplies and all sorts of things. Now everyone's trying to figure out how to not rely on just one country for everything.
Smart. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. What else? Oh, we talked about Amazon. But they're just one part of this even bigger thing. Digital platforms. Think about how much you do online now.
Pretty much everything.
Right. Shopping, news, even talking to friends and family.
True. I can't even remember the last time I actually called someone.
It's all apps and websites now. And
Ah.
that's only going to become more true in the future.
Yeah, probably.
Which brings up a lot of other questions. Like, what happens to all our data?
Yeah.
Who has the power in this situation?
Those are good questions. Okay, so we've got supply chain stuff, we've got the whole internet
And of
thing.
course, we can't forget about sustainable energy.
Oh yeah, like Tesla and all that.
Right. But it's bigger than just Tesla. It's a totally different way of thinking about energy.
I feel like I hear about some new clean energy breakthrough every day.
It's moving really fast.
Yeah.
But there's one more thing. It's kind of under the radar, but it's super important.
Okay, what is it?
It's called ESG investing.
ESG
Yeah, it
investing.
stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance.
Okay.
Basically, it means looking at how a company affects the world.
Like if they're good or bad for the environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also how they treat their workers and if they're run in an ethical way.
So it's like investing in companies that are actually trying to do the right thing.
That's the idea. And a lot of investors are realizing that these companies are actually good investments. They're well managed, they're not as risky,
Ah.
they're thinking about the long term.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's not just about making money anymore. It's about making money in a way that makes the world a better place.
I like that.
And that's what these institutional investors are thinking about too.
So it all comes back around.
It always does.
We've talked about so much today. I feel like my brain is full.
It's a lot to take in.
So if you had to pick just one thing,
Just one.
what do you think is going to be the most important in the next few years?
That's a tough one.
It is. But whatever it is, we should probably pay attention.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for coming on the show. It was really interesting.
Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.